You're listening to Asbury University's Chapel Podcast, recorded live from our campus in Wilmore, Kentucky. Asbury's Chapel Service hosts speakers from around the world to inspire academic excellence and spiritual vitality. We hope you enjoy today's message.
Good morning. In today's chapel, we are taking some time to step into Holy Week. You know, yesterday was Palm Sunday. That's the day that Jesus showed up in Jerusalem. And everyone wanted him to be something for them. The king, the political leader that would overthrow the Roman government and give the Jews back their land. The religious leaders wanted him to be under their thumb and not mess up their system. But Jesus surprised them all, and is still surprising us, in his way of being a sacrificial servant who poured out his love and his blood for us. So we step into this week to do something that Jesus asked his disciples to do in the Garden of Gethsemane, to keep alert, to stay awake to the presence of the Holy Spirit and to the presence of God with us. Now, I know that you, like me, we're having a really, really busy week here. And the idea of trying to keep alert to God in the midst of everything else feels a little insane, but may I suggest to you that the original Holy Week was a very, very busy and contested time. There was a huge festival happening, the streets were crowded, people had lots to do, and in the midst of this, Jesus brought his disciples together and said, "Won't you keep awake? Won't you wait with me as I prepare to move to the cross?" So will you stand with me? Today we're going to sing. We're going to participate in some contemplative scripture reading called Lectio Divina. We're going to meditate on the Word of God. We're going to digest it in our beings. And then we're going to partake in communion. We're going to actually step into the story of Jesus and remember his suffering and remember what his given body and blood did for us. So you're invited in the midst of this crazy and chaotic week to keep alert, and maybe it'll just be in this hour, but we invite you into it. So Jesus, we want to accompany you on this Holy Week. We want to walk with you. We want to stay spiritually alert to you. So, Jesus, we are a really busy, chaotic, preoccupied, distracted people. And frankly, we have a lot to do. Did you know that? We have a lot to do this week. So, Jesus, we need you to clear our minds and hearts. We need you to invite us into this week, to stay present to you. Jesus, would you do that even now? Would you help us to release the preoccupation? Would you turn our distracted hearts to you? Would you open our eyes? Would you help us to listen? In your name, amen. Let's sing together.
Savior, I come, quiet my soul. Remember, redemption's hill, where your blood was spilled for my ransom. Everything I once held dear, I count it all as loss. Lead me to the cross where your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. Rid me of myself. I belong to you. to see the dawn of the darkest day. Christ on the road to Calvary, tried by sinful men, torn and beaten, then nailed to a cross of wood. This the power of the cross. Christ became sin for us, took the blame. To see the pain written on your face, bearing the awesome weight of sin, every bitter thought, every evil deed, crowning your bloodstained brow.
Good morning, everyone. I will be leading us through a practice called Lectio Divina,
Lectio Divina is Latin for divine reading, and it's something that's been practiced by Christians for many years. You can use this way of meditating on scripture on your own or in a group. So how this will work is I will read the scripture passage 4 separate times, pausing after each reading for us to reflect in silence. Before each reading, I will give directions on what to focus on. So the scripture passage we'll be using for Lectio Divina today is Philippians 2, 5 through 11. As I read through the passage this first time, just listen to the words and reflect on them in silence. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, for though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. As I read through the passage again, see if you can identify a word or a phrase in the passage that the Lord may be pointing out to you. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. As I read through the passage this time, ask the Lord why he is making that word or phrase stand out and what he wants to show you through that. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And finally, as I read through this passage one last time, just allow yourself to rest in the words of the Lord and in his goodness and love. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
This is Holy Week, a week we remember in particular as a community of Christians, the life of Jesus, particularly the last week of his life. So last Sunday, as Dr. Baldwin alluded to, was Palm Sunday yesterday, remembering Jesus' march into Jerusalem, not in the way of a conquering king, but in the way of peace and love. And then this week, we take the time to remember. Oftentimes, Christians will read through the stories of the last week of Jesus in the Gospels. And we remember on Thursday, what's typically called Maundy Thursday, the Last Supper. And then Friday is called often Good Friday, which is when we remember the crucifixion of Jesus and his death. And then, of course, on Sunday is the great celebration, Easter, right? Of remembering his victory over sin and death, and love wins. This is an important week for us Christians. In just a moment, we're going to have an opportunity here to celebrate communion together. Communion is a way for us to remember, in particular, that Last Supper, but it also is a number of other things for us. First, it's an invitation. And I want to be clear about this. It is an invitation. So maybe you're in here, and maybe you do not trust in Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And this is an opportunity for you to respond to that invitation. See, the things of Jesus are always invitation. They're never obligation. And so you're invited to trust him, his love for you, that he is with you and for you. And maybe today, partaking in communion is a way that you can respond to that invitation. Communion's also an invitation for those of us who already do trust in Jesus to remember this relationship we have, to reflect on the reality that oftentimes we choose our way over God's way, and that leads to brokenness. And this is an opportunity for us to remember that God loves us so much that Jesus in this relationship is with us and for us. And we step into the wholeness that Jesus brings in our lives and the lives of people around us. Lastly, communion is an invitation for us all to remember that we do this together. Communion. We do this together in community, right? We do this together. This is something that represents for us, it's a reminder that we cannot do this journey alone, that we need one another. And that's part of what Christ does, is bring us together. And so in just a second, you're going to have this opportunity to take communion together. So it's a little tricky in Hughes to do this. I'm going to give some instructions. I'm going to ask our stewards if they would start coming now. So basically, it's going to work like this. So at Asbury, we're going to do this in the way of intinction. So everybody, please pay attention. These are kind of important instructions just to avoid confusion in a moment. So when you come, if you decide that you want to respond to that invitation, when you come, if you would just come with your hands outstretched like this, and one of the stewards will tear off a piece of the bread and drop it into your hand. And then at that point, you can take that bread and you can dip it in the cup that will be right there as well. And then you can take the communion right there. If you want to take it back to your seat, you're welcome to do that. But that's a way, again, that you get to respond to the invitation to be with Jesus and to remember that commitment. If you're on the floor, seated on the floor here in Hughes, What you're going to do, there'll be a stewards at the front of your section and at the back of the section. So you're going to get out to your right. You're going to go to your right. You'll come forward. If you want to partake, you can do that. And then you'll go back around to the left and re-enter your row. If you're in the front, we'll just start with the front rows. If you're in the back, we'll start with the back rows. And then you can just kind of go in order as the rows come to you. If you're in A, B, and C, I see you up there, you're going to go to your left and out, and then there'll be some stewards standing behind your sections, and you can take there. If you are in EFG, then you're going to go to your right, and then similarly, there'll be some stewards behind you with the elements. Section D, you're a little more complicated, but you can do this. We're going to have stewards up there in the corners by the doors, and you can just make your way to one of those and take communion then. On the night he was betrayed, Jesus took the bread and he broke it as a symbol. And he said, "This is my body broken for you. Anytime you eat of this bread, you do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup and he held it up and he said, "This is a representation of my blood, the new covenant, my blood poured out for you." So I'm going to come and serve the stewards, and then they'll move to their spots, and then I will give the instruction to begin.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only son to make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns his face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon a cross, my sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is in anything, no gifts, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. Why should I gain from his reward? Paid my ransom.
Mm-hmm.
stood before creation, eternity in your hand. You spoke the earth into motion, my soul now to stand. You stood before my failure and carried the cross for my shame. Sin weighed upon your shoulders, my soul now to stand. So what can I say? What can I do? But offer this heart, oh God, completely to you. So I'll walk upon salvation, the Spirit. To declare your promise, my soul now to stand. So what can I say? And what can I do? But offer this heart, oh God.
Thank you. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And what can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Sing, oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. Oh, no other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Sing, nothing can for sin atone, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Not of good that I have done, nothing but the blood of Jesus. And oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. Oh, no other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my hope and peace, nothing but the blood of Jesus. And this is all my righteousness, nothing but the blood of Jesus. And is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Sing, is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
It is good to be together today, Asbury. May the God who sent his son Jesus, by his birth, life, death, and resurrection, to bring us faith, hope, and love, may you experience faith, hope, and love today. You are dismissed.